kidding. I don't know. Jennifer can show you her best. She can give you her best.
I could, Dougie, but it would cost you extra.
Really? All right, there's something to look forward to. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with an overview of what's going on conversationally. The Supreme Court voted to uphold Michigan's affirmative action ban yesterday. Case reviewed a Michigan ballot initiative that amended the state constitution in order to ban the consideration of race or sex in public education, in government contracting, and public employment. The Sixth Circuit of Appeals, Sixth Court of Appeals, said, this was a couple of years ago, the initiative violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The Supreme Court overruled this, and they did it in a fairly substantial way. 6-2 was the vote. Justice Kennedy wrote the main opinion, said, quote, this case is not about how the debate about racial preferences should be resolved. It's about who may resolve it. In other words, a blow for democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it. 888-302-3684. It's time we took the country back. The majority of people, there was no advertising that amounted to anything here. There was no undue influence from all kinds of public interest groups or moneyed interests that could buy an election, which is what happens generally speaking now. This was something that you can say, okay, Doug, you said last week that the Supreme Court ruled against the public good with their ruling on how to fund elections. And they did rule against the public good. But here, what they did was say that a vote by the people, which eliminated all of this preferential treatment that has been given to people of various colors. I mean, there are all kinds of ways, as I pointed out earlier, and I'm interested to get some response, Kenny.
Yeah, Facebook. People are being hired and used on and who they are instead of how good they are or their
right.
or merits.
Yeah, not qualifications, but color of skin, whether you're too
sex.
Big or
mm-hmm.
too small, your sex, all that stuff.
Which and I think is so offensive, by the way. If you
it
just
is.
Told me you hired me because I'm, you know, a woman.
A woman.
Yeah, which
by
is probably
way,
true.
That is true. Right? That's why you're here. You
but
would not
because
be
there's a lot of other women, hopefully.
What, like
hopefully
you
liked me a little better than some of the other ones. You know, something like that.
Something like that. Excuse me. Well, I just.
You know what? We're not sitting next to each other, but I have a long reach.
Really? You're going to kick me under the table? All right. So, Jen and I agree on this. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm with you. I saw plenty of that when I was looking for work a couple of years ago. Well, it wasn't gender, but it was ageism.
Mm-hmm. That's another
very
yeah.
similar
right.
kind of thing.
I mean, think about all the ways that we can be discriminated against. It has to do with your age.
Mm-hmm.
I would, for example, at this stage in my life, I wouldn't get a job working
no,
on the radio.
No, it's sad. No, you're right. People
even
want
though
you.
I'm in the top 20 as far as the success quotient according to Talkers Magazine, I still wouldn't. Well, maybe I would. I should, probably shouldn't say that.
No, but you,
I
mean,
tell
you have
anybody
a valid
how old
point.
I am, but people know how old I am.
Yeah, people prefer in this business someone on the young side.
Who's cheap.
Yeah.
That's what they prefer in this business. So
yep.
that's a form of discrimination as well, unless there isn't any money there to begin with. And with some of the larger companies there are, and some of the smaller companies there isn't. But the whole idea of hiring somebody because you have to, not because you want to, is offensive to me.
Or who gets into your school. That was a big
yeah.
thing when I was applying to colleges. I mean, there were plenty of qualified kids in my school that applied to UCLA, to you know, some of the better schools that didn't get in because they didn't have because they were pushed out for someone of a different race, even though they had, like, above a 4.0. That wasn't me. I never even applied to those schools. But, you know, it's something to be to think about. Just because you have to fill a quota, you take someone with a lesser grade point average because they checked the right box on their application.
Yep. and there's plenty of that. There has been plenty of that. It hasn't. I'm trying to think of some areas in which it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work in baseball, for example, or in most sports. But it happens that people of a certain skin color are better at some sports than others, or people of a certain height. Can you imagine something as foolish as the government requiring the basketball world to hire all people without any regard to height? I remember...
Be interesting.
Yeah, from 4 foot. Now, there have been exceptions to that rule. Bob Cousy, for example, was only 5'10", I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking there was another
smaller
guy.
Smaller basketball players.
There was a small black guy who was very good, and I'm trying to remember his name, but I can't, who maybe 10 years ago got hired. But it wasn't because of his skin. It was because he was a good basketball player. So maybe sports, it's interesting, maybe sports is the ultimate example of how to hire in order to get the best, because they don't discriminate there one way or another, although some people think they do. Well, in this circumstance...
They're looking for a winning team.
Well, blacks are better players in general, or it just so happens that the better players are black. You can make that argument for football, too, to a point. You can make it, you know, how come there aren't any black guys playing hockey? They're not doing it. I mean, there are. Yeah, but not
there have been
many.
A couple of great.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
But not serious. And then you could say the same when I was sitting at the Red Sox game the other night. I said to Meredith, look it up on the board. There was Gomez and Jimenez, and you name the Hispanic name. There, what happened to, and Jim Lonborg, who was a pitcher for the Red Sox for 6 or 7 years in the 60s and 70s, was in the stands. And I was thinking, okay, there was Ted Williams and there was Mickey Mantle and there were all of these other names that, to the simple-minded, okay, where'd all the American names go? Why aren't there good Americans playing baseball? Because they play it better in the Dominican Republic, or they play it better on the Turks and Caicos, wherever these people come from. They're better players. And why is that? Why have not Americans kept up their skill? That's up to you. You want to be good at something, then you better keep practicing. You better keep working at it, and you better stop depending on somebody else to say, well, I gotta be hired. You gotta hire me because I'm this, that, or the other thing. And this puts a nail on that, and I think it's good, frankly. 888-302-3684. So, Kenny, how do we frame that question as far as Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, or what response have we had? Because I know I asked the question earlier on.
There hasn't been any response yet. How exactly do you want to ask it?
Well, what's the best way? Are you happy? I don't know. Let's think about it.
Jesse says the short basketball guys were Spud Webb and Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy, that was it. Yep, Muggsy was the guy I was thinking about.
What a great name.
Played for Philadelphia, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Muggsy. You can come up with all kinds of examples that are contrary to the rule. But to go back to what my premise is more than anything else here, it's that we have now seen an example of a vote that was taken by the people of Michigan that wasn't influenced by anything other than the issue. All right? And it came down to, okay, this is what we want. And the Supreme Court wasn't dealing with the issue. They didn't deal with the issue. They dealt with the issue of affirmative action. They dealt with the vote. A vote is constitutional if it fills all the various requirements. So, and the various requirements are that it's held in the normal official way that votes are held, and you notice that the vote's going to take place. You have people going to the voting booth, and you tally up the election results, and this is what the election provided for the state of Michigan. No more underscoring or undermining the best person or the least expensive person. It'd be interesting to see what some of the members of the administration say about this, because I think sometimes the administration has been pretty even-handed when it comes to this, but I think other times, because the administration, the president of the United States, is mixed color, although he looks mostly black, but he is of mixed origin, that there have been preferential things that have been done, a couple of executive orders done that certainly show preference to black people. And it's just, we have done, by the way, the other side of the coin is we have done outrageous things in the name of color in this country. Outrageous things. And the one that I find most egregious, when I was a boy, black people couldn't go to the same bathroom that white people could go to. But that this doesn't, that may have been a problem that was fixed by adjudication, but in this circumstance, a vote wouldn't have changed that one way or another. Well, maybe it might have. Somebody might have started something, a petition, a grassroots petition to eliminate the need for separate bathroom facilities for blacks and whites. I mean, there have been plenty of examples back to slavery. But this doesn't, this isn't talking about that. This talks about the vote, the legitimacy of the vote.
Right.
That's what this is.
It gives it power.
That's why it's good. 888-302-3684. Good day. 18 past the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn to gut and gut boat. Again, the gut boat.
The gut boat.
Oh, we have. I didn't think we had that much time. I read the clock upside down. Gutsy Chewy.
I thought maybe my thinking distracted you.
Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. All right, so that takes care of it. Yes, it is 21 after the hour. Doug Steffen, good day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kesley here on board.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The strings in your eyes, you color them wonderful. Stop me and steal my breath.
So follow what happened last night on The Voice. TJ Wilkins, Danny Mose, and Tess Boyer are all trying to save themselves. And here's TJ trying to save himself with I'll Be. I'm going to crank this up, Michael.
And I'll be the getaway from home.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't get saved.
Yeah, and you know, it's too bad because I like him a lot.
Yeah. He didn't get saved. What, the other one too that didn't get saved?
Danny.
Danny Mose. Play that one, Michael, will you? Turning Tables was her song.
All that I say, you always say more.
Yes.
I can't keep
no,
up
bad
with
choice.
Your turn.
The audience is going to get behind this song. All right. So TJ out, Danny out. Tess Boyer stays in. So the viewing audience via Twitter chose to save Tess Boyer. Is that the way they normally vote?
That's
on the
new, voice? I think. That's a new element to do the save that way.
Right. All right. Television last night, including the late night shows, monologues from Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers.
You see that everybody's reading, they're getting their news from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone's saying. All these people said people are getting their actual news from their Facebook pages. And so Facebook now started putting out daily newspapers.
Really?
Yeah. As long as you go with me on this premise.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, people.
And so we got a copy. Tonight, we have a copy here. Let's take a look at some of today's headlines here. The Daily Facebook top story, Nation rejoices as exes put on weight. It's always a good headline to read. Yeah, I always knew it. I made the right choice. Here's another headline. Man awkwardly likes friend's post about grandmother passing away. It's just, what do you do with that situation? You can't. And last headline, cousin runs 5K, posts 6K pictures. Yeah, I've seen them. I get it. I'm lazy.
Well, the folks in China are at it again. They are outlawing pornography on the Chinese pornographic websites there on the Chinese Internet. The Chinese have shut down the pornography because they say it's bad for kids.
Oh,
yeah, bad for kids. Working 20 hours a day in a factory, not bad for kids. That's not a problem.
This is pretty cool. That's quite an accomplishment. After 16 years, a New Jersey man has finished constructing the world's largest model railway with over 9 miles of track. So all aboard for Lonely Town.
Boy, everybody was kind of missing their mark last night.
Well, I think that there's too much now attention on all of these people and all this. I think that these people are trying too hard. I think Jimmy Fallon sounds way too much like he's trying much of the time. David Letterman has been trying for a long time and hasn't been funny for a long time. Seth Meyers, has an interesting rap, but it's sort of a one-note deal based on his SNL, at least the things that he was best known for. I think you're finding this, generally speaking, on the radio, on television, these shows like The Voice, American Idol, but he usually used the radio. Where is the good, new, fresh talent on the radio? Where do you hear... No, but you've been here for a while.
Oh, thank you.
Not you. I'm not talking about you.
Thank you.
I'm talking about some of these people, name unused. This guy that went on the same network that Rush and Glenn and Sean are, who's on at night. My God, the guy isn't. Anyway, don't say anything bad. Don't say anything at all.
Don't say anything nice.
28.
Don't say anything at all.
That too.
Welcome to
your
Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn and Ron Christie. Coming right up, we debate how gay activists chased the CEO of Mozilla out of his job.
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. When Brandon Eich lost his CEO job at Mozilla, after being criticized for being anti-gay marriage, was it an example of liberal fascism or just the First Amendment marketplace?
This is not fascism. This is not totalitarianism. That, last time we saw, led to the deaths of millions of Jews and gays and communists and others. I mean, they may not like what went on, but, you know, this is complete right-wing overreaction, hyperbolic, to equate this with totalitarianism.
What we're having here is thought police. In other words, you're talking about a proposition in California that said, we, the citizens of my beloved home state, believe that traditional marriage should be defined between a man and a woman. So you're saying that there are millions of bigots in California? So by the very same logic that we're applying here, if Obama believed in traditional marriage in 2008, as did this Ike gentleman, why should this one individual be fired and President Obama shouldn't? I think it's abhorrent that people are going to, similarly, the way I have problems with the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the world, they stand out, they picket until they get what they want, and then, of course, they disappear. The Democrats are all much in favor of freedom of speech until they disagree with the speech, and then they try to shut people down.
You're in favor of freedom of speech as long as there's no consequence.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with David Korn and Ron.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's turn up the volume and get to the conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. You'll hear a little nasal because between almost every conversation we've been having this morning, you haven't heard me sneeze. I've done it about three times in between. When Jennifer started talking, I thought, wow, it's great. I can sneeze now.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
That's what that is. I'll try to be over it by the time I see you on Saturday, Jennifer. No sneezing allowed.
No sneezing.
At Din Din. So meanwhile, back at the the ranch, it's a Wednesday, 23rd of April. We have been discussing the Supreme Court upholding Michigan's affirmative action vote. It was a vote. So where is their discrimination? Billy Bob Thornton thinks Hollywood has a bias against Southerners.
I think they do.
A reporter for the Fox station in L.A. asked Mr. Thornton if he was bothered by the way the South is portrayed on the big screen, and he said, quote, for the most part, it's a shame. There's always been a prejudice against the South, actually not a slight one. There's been a prejudice about the South and Southerners in movies because they are portrayed as bigots. Well, I think a lot of people from the South are bigots, but I think there are a lot of people from the North who are bigots. You've heard me say any number of times that I know people who are connected to work that I have done on my farm, guy that runs a machine shop who I consider to be a friend. But I told him in a nice way that I didn't really want to talk about the president because of the way he refers to him. And there are a lot of people who are like that. There are a lot of reasons to not think Obama's a good president. It has nothing to do with the color of his skin. And those people who play that game.
Yeah, there are plenty of unkind words that you could use that have real meaning.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, Billy Bob thinks that there is a prejudice in our country against Southerners. And I think it's one of the many prejudices. Again, There's a weight thing, there's a height thing, there's an age thing, there's a you got money thing, there's a your religion, I don't like that. Why don't we all get together? Why
are you going to channel Rodney King here? Are you going to say, can't we all just
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, why do we have to, what is there, we all talk about the lessons that come, that we have to learn, that are sort of put into the main for us to learn. If you believe in the afterlife, you believe in the continuation of life like I do, you learn your lessons from one life to the next, to the next, to the next. And if that's the case, one wonders why. Okay, what's the ultimate goal here? And I don't know that I understand it. I'm for it because I think we all do need to learn our lessons. But why do we have them? Why are we presented with these challenges in the first place? Question we will never be able to answer. 888-302-3684. The situation with the plane. In a moment.
Yes.
In a moment.
Kill a fly or what?
Okay, I got to tell you a story.
Please, hold
last,
on.
Last,
go ahead.
Last night we were getting into bed, and I was almost asleep. And there's this screech that comes out from the other side of the room. A scream that you wouldn't believe. A scream.
A human scream?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm looking over, and there's a bug on my lamp. So there's this little, you know, there are a lot of these stink. It wasn't the size of an alligator.
I believe Meredith, because you know what? You farm guys have, like, really big bugs out there.
No big bugs. There's one of those pine, what do they call those bugs that have the stink bugs, right? Is that what they call them? Well, they smell like pine.
Okay, so do you keep the stink bugs in your room as a decoy? So if, you know, there's a little, like, of your stink that comes out in the middle of the night, you're like, oh, no, that wasn't me. That was a stink bug.
No, because...
Oh, stink bug again. Wasn't that
bug.
Salmon I just had? Stink bug.
No, that wasn't the story.
Okay.
Anyway, it was pretty funny, though. Anyway, how did we get from that to the Malaysian airliner? Yeah, oh, that was it. Right, exactly. So there is a brand new finding. Material has been washed up on the coast of Australia that is metallic and about 2.5 meters long. So obviously it's being investigated to see if it came from the plane. And from that, you go into other things. I think there have been new developments there was a press conference here just a little bit ago announcing that this stuff is being investigated. There's a lady we're going to meet in a moment named Sarah I think it's Bajak. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so, yeah.
Kenny? Yeah. She was the girlfriend of one of the passengers on Flight 370. She has been communicating on behalf of the United Families of Flight 370. And so with the frustrations and complaints, the things that we all know have been mishandled by the Malaysian government, this is the story, I think, of the day with regard to the plane, anyway. What it is that is known, what isn't known, and what the government knows and doesn't know.
If they feel like they're getting all the information.
Right, which they are not.
No.
And we all know that they aren't. So under the circumstances, let's get to that and a conversation with her that hopefully will be enlightening. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. And isn't that what you want? If you love your face, don't mess around with it. But if you don't, call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum. Both of them come to you when you order Genucel today at 800-543-9262. Two free gifts and a better looking face. How can you beat that? 800-543-9262.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of the basket with Boston beer.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Please use Afrin as directed. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Ken and I now are eager to meet Sarah Bajak, who is the girlfriend of American passenger Philip Wood, who is on Flight 370. She has been communicating on behalf of the families. Sarah, happy to have you here. Sorry about the circumstances, and mostly sorry because you don't really know. There's no conclusion. There's no end. There's no final understanding.
It has to be
of
very hard because of that.
Yeah. So this group of United families represent most of the families of the passengers. Is that who this group is?
Yes, it is. And thank you very much for having me on your show. We're up to more than 200 total family members. It is not 200 of the passengers yet. We've had a very difficult time tracking people down because such a large number of them are in China or are scattered in other countries where we don't have access to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Malaysian Airlines has not been supportive of helping us in that. We've actually asked them to share contact information for three of us. Three primary contacts, myself, one Malaysian person, and one Chinese person, asking families to please get in contact with us, and they have declined to help us.
Yeah. Does that surprise you, though, understanding what from the beginning, the government and the airline, your understanding, this is a great lesson in international, not necessarily politics, but understanding what the rest of the world is like, because the rest of the world isn't like the West, is it? You're finding that out. Maybe you knew it before, but now you had it confirmed.
Yeah, well, I've lived in Beijing for 7 years and had done business here for a number of years before that. And I've lived in France and I've lived in Sweden. And I mean, I'm pretty much a professional expatriate the last for a good portion of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
But this even surprised me. In general, Malaysia is a really lovely country. I mean, Philip and I had decided to move there for a very real reason. The Malaysian people are warm and friendly and balanced and very committed to family. And it's an incredibly diverse and integrated culture. The food's pretty awesome, too.
Is it?
But the government is really exhibiting its backside. And Malaysian Airlines, of course, is owned by the government, so they just follow suit.
What, among all of the criticisms that you've had and all of the things that you haven't gotten, what surprises you? I'm looking at this letter that criticizes the government for failing to get an independent review of data and failing to notify you and other family members of new information before they release it to the public. These items which assail the government and the airline, one and the same, what's the most egregious thing that you think? If I asked you to pick out one thing, you mentioned a couple of things already, but what one thing really sticks in your craw?
It is a lack of factual data. I mean, this is a criminal investigation, and in any country in the developed world, an investigator would be expected to deliver facts, not conclusions or assessment. Facts. And those are usually led to the public, unless if there's something highly confidential about the path of the investigation. And in every other aircraft crash that I've researched, which is several dozen of them at this point, there are always facts that are disclosed to the public in a stream over, you know, days and weeks and maybe years. And then slowly the investigation puts those facts into a set of conclusions. There haven't been any facts released. We haven't gotten any facts out of air traffic control. None of the civilian or military data, radar data, none of the ping data. We don't even know the serial number of the black box. Now, this should be public record.
What do you think happened? Really, when in your heart, in Sarah Bajak's heart of hearts, what do you think? Not what you want, not what you hope for. What do you think actually happened?
If I had to bet, which I'm not a betting person, I believe that the plane has been taken for some other purpose. And I think it is not in the control of the organized countries, and they don't quite know where it is or don't quite know how to get it back, and they're all horribly embarrassed by it. So therefore, they're executing these search activities as kind of a cover-up for their own inadequacy.
Why would the American guy, you've said exactly what I've been saying on the air since this happened. I don't believe for a second that plane's at the bottom of the ocean. It's on the ground somewhere, and the only wonder is what's happened to the passengers. But under the circumstances, because they are inept, that's what happens in countries like this, where they so thoroughly control everything. Malaysia may be a beautiful country, but they control what people think. They want control of pretty much everything. And so what surprises me, we only have a few seconds left, is that the Americans and the Chinese and everybody else would fall for this charade.
Well, they don't necessarily have much of a choice according to international law, or they're involved. I mean, we just don't know.
Yeah, they may be. We could be part of, wouldn't be the first time America has been part of a cover-up, whether it be on our own soil or elsewhere. So perhaps if you would allow, we would call you from time to time when there is some information that you'd like to that you'd like to comment on, and we would have you back, because I think this story continues, and the outrage is clear and ought to be clear. So, Sarah, best of luck at the moment, and hopefully we'll chat again. Sarah Bajak, who is the girlfriend of passenger Philip Wood from Flight 370.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues with our Tech Talk time devoted to you and that appliance. It's called the things that are added to the appliance are called apps. I believe the phone is an appliance in and of itself. The iPhone, the Samsung phone, heavens, the old flip phones, or the iPad, or the various Kindle products that are around. Anybody disagree? Don't you think that that's a good way of reference?
They're an appliance. Yeah, I mean, they're not a microwave, but, you know.
You can't cook anything on them. But I got some stoves. That would be a great app, though,
if you could turn your iPhone into like a little hot plate. Right. Wouldn't that be cool?
Somebody will figure that out someday. That would be cool. All right, let's find out, speaking of cool, some cool information from our daily reporter. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about an app that will change the way you listen to music on your phone. That's one of the things I'm sure as I begin to experiment with my Samsung, it'll be kind of fun to be able to listen to lots of different radio things that I can't hear now from stations around the country or listen to things like the old music that I want to be able to get at. So this is a way for you to be instructed as to how to make the phone more usable. Stand by for that information and some more Tech Talk here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, you probably have a dozen devices in your house that can stream music from your phone already, but you probably don't have something quite like the Gramophone, which recently launched on Kickstarter. Gramophone, created by social Wi-Fi company Fon, connects to the internet in your house and acts like a social jukebox. Your friends can log into the device with their Facebook account to queue up songs on a Spotify playlist. They send songs they want to hear to Gramophone, which queues up the music without using Bluetooth or AirPlay or taxing your battery in any way. But Gramophone is more than just a jukebox. It also lets your Facebook friends connect to your home Wi-Fi network. That means you no longer need to memorize a 25-character password for your router. Connecting to Gramophone is all anyone needs to get online at your house. If this sounds like a device you've just got to have, you can get one on the Gramophone Kickstarter page for about $60 right now. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, a lot of people have been concerned about the blood, what do they call it? Blood watch, blood something virus. What is that, Ken?
Heartbleed.
Heartbleed, that too. All right, there's a more common thing that happens, and I see reference to it today, frankly. If you have an AOL account, you've probably been hacked. There's been a lot of that in the last week or so. And the way to fix it, as I understand it, is just change your password. Is that right, Kenny, or is that too simplistic? What happens when somebody who has an AOL address, or it happens to people no matter what their address is, but it happens right now to be AOL that's getting hacked. Can you fix the problem by just changing your password?
Usually, that's all it takes is to fix it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this one. I know my wife had a problem. She's had an AOL account for probably 20 years and hasn't wanted to give it up.
Yeah.
But it's been a mess for anybody who has that kind of account.
So AOL is more likely to be hacked than Gmail or Hotmail or some of these other addresses?
I don't know. It's more likely. It's just that it's just the latest.
Yeah.
The latest big hacking.
Right. All right. Yeah, I see another AOL account that I have with another person that's been.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.